The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos begins, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, u'misorah l'Yoshua, u'Yoshua l'Zakenim, u'Zakenim l'Neviim, Neviim misaro l'Anshei Knesset HaGadola. So we see the Pirkei Avos begins with the misorah from Moshe received from Har Sinai and transmitted to Yoshua, to the elders, the Zakenim, to the Neviim, the prophets, and to Anshei Knesset HaGadola. As we know, we say in our tefillah that the Yontif of Shavuos is known as Zman Matan Torah Seino. Yet, that's what we say in our tefillah. But on a biblical level, Shavuos is known as two names: Chag HaShavuos and Yom HaBikurim. Those are the two biblical names. And Midrabanan, and if you look in the Mishnayos in Bikurim, the Gemara in Psachim, Shavuos in Chazal is known as Atzeres. So why do the rabbis give different names than the Torah? If Atzeres is a good name, why didn't the Torah give a name of Atzeres for Yontif? So, where else do we find? First, we have to understand what does Atzeres mean. Where do we find biblical Atzeres? So we find it two places. We know it commonly as Shmini Atzeres, but also Shvi Shel Pesach is also called an Atzeres. So there's a famous piece of Nachaz Chazon Yecheskel Abramsky, who born in London, moved to Yerushalayim. He wrote on the Tosefta. So he points out that Atz from the word Atzor, to stop, to rest. The only thing on Shmini Atzeres and Shvi Shel Pesach, you only have the Isser Melacha. Besides the Karbanos they brought on that day, well, it was a day of resting, of Isser Melacha, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah with Shofar, with Pesach and Matzah, Lulav and Sukkah, those you have special mitzvahs. So it's not called an Atzeres. Atzeres is limited to days where all you have is no special mitzvah attached. So, if that's the case, so why didn't the Torah call it Atzeres? Why do we need the rabbis? So, Yecheskel Bransky points out, because we have a special Shnei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos. And therefore, in addition to the special karbanos, so there's a special mitzvah done, and therefore, that's why it's not called an Atzeres. But Bizman Hazeh, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdosh, we don't bring karbanos, so therefore we don't have the Shnei Alechem, therefore we're back to just an Isra Malacha. And the karbanos, hence Chazal call it an Atzeres. So, biblically speaking, it's Yom HaBikurim and Chag HaShavuos, because you have to say Alechem. Today we no longer have it. Similar to Kedushas HaLevi, what do we find when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach? We call it Pesach, but in the Torah it's called Chag HaMatzos. So the Kedushas HaLevi explains, I believe based on the Gemara and Brachos, he talks about the Tefillin, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Tefillin. Our Tefillin praises God. God's tefillin praises us. So too, Chag HaMatzos praises us. God's praising us on our emunah, our faith that we left Egypt. And we didn't know where we were going. And Pesach, we thank God, we praise God, Hashem Shapasach, that He passed over us. So similarly, we find biblically speaking, there's one name, in Chazal, a different name. So which further begs the question then, why is Shavuos discriminated against? Why don't we have a special mitzvah? We have shofar, matzah, lulav, sukkah. Why is Shavuos discriminated against that it doesn't have its own special mitzvah? There's a famous answer in B'Shem of Aaron Cutler. And he says, what do you mean? It's the other Yom Tovim which are discriminated against. Shavuos is the highest level. It's the real McCoy. In other words, what do you mean? He says, because why do we have mitzvahs? Let's say, on Sukkot, we sit in the sukkah. Why? to remember the Anane Hakava, to remember a past event. We don't have the clouds of glory, so we need something to remember that day. Or eating the matzah to remember the Jews were slaves in Egypt. And the redemption, whatever we need to remember, but something in the past. However, when it comes to Torah, Rav Aaron claims, based on Midrashim, the Kol Torah Lo Yafsik, that basically when we learn Torah, so it's a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai. In other words, we have the original, like I heard the name, like Estee Lauder, I guess it's cosmetics, but, and the son, a friend of mine knows the son, and the person not observant, but they only give to very traditional causes. And somebody asked them, why? If you're not observant yourself, why don't you give to other less traditional causes? He says, it's kind of like artwork. Only the original retains its value. So Yontif Shavuos is the ultimate. We have the same original Torah. We take the principles given in Har Sinai and use them for every generation. That's the ultimate. And therefore, that's why we didn't want to give a Zecher. And that's the other Yom Tovim. But on Shavuos, by us studying Torah, that is the ultimate because we get the original gift. It's like we got the Torah in Har Sinai. And in fact, what is the highest level of learning? Is it, so to speak, better to learn something you're interested in? Or do I say, since I'm interested, it's not really L'shem Shamayim? Should I find something that I find zero interest in and force myself to learn it? Is that the higher level? Or is the highest level enjoying what you learn? So there's a famous Igwe Tao. In his introduction, he points out that's a mistake people make. People make a mistake, they think they have to force themselves, find something you're not learning, or get caught up on the technical details. That's the ultimate amelus. But he says, no, it's the opposite. It's a geschmack of learning. It's going into the sugya, understanding it, amelus batora, and that's the more you enjoy it, the more geschma it is. In other words, I think they say in the name of the Vilna Gaon or others, that when a person learns Torah, if he learns Torah the way he shakes the lulav, the way he eats matzah, he'll never be matzliach in learning. You can't focus on the avodah, and that's a separate machlokes with the Chassidim and Rav Chaim Volozhin in terms of what's the best way of learning. It's a separate discussion. But here, the Igwe Tao is saying on the geschmack of learning, that's the ultimate lishma. In fact, he points out that we know we have a principle of mitzvahs rav lahanas ninu. We're not supposed to get hanar from mitzvahs. In fact, the Taz brings down. Let's say someone makes a neder, I'm not going to get benefit from my friend. And let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, you need a chauffeur. You're allowed to take your friend's chauffeur. Why? Because mitzvahs rav lahanas ninu. You're not getting hanar. However, the halach is the Taz, right? That if you make a neder, you're not going to get hanar from your individual, and you want to borrow a sefer or go to a shir, you're not allowed to. Why? He says, because mitzvahs rav lahanas ninu, but the whole purpose of Torah is lahanas ninu, is to get hanar. And therefore, specifically, only by Torah it's usher. And in fact, that's what the Dego Machane Ephraim points out, that the famous Gemara in the Darvish is Shalom Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, that why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed Yerushalayim? Because they didn't make the Bracha in the beginning. So this means, simple pshat is, it means they learned Torah without making the Bracha. However, the Dego Machane Ephraim says, no, that's not the pshat. The Pradesh Shalom Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, what's Tchila? There's a debate how many Birchas Torah there are, two or three. Is Vaharevna included? Is Harevna its own or its continuation from the first? Nafkamina, if you stay up all night, Leal Shuas, and you want to be Yotzi the Bracha, whether you answer Amen or not. But what's Vaharevna? You say your Torah is sweet. That's the problem. They weren't learning Lishma. They weren't learning for the Geshmak of learning. That brought the Korban. And in fact, the Kolbo brings down what's one of the reasons for dairy on the Yantav of Shavuos, and perhaps they should also have the minhag of using honey on Shavuos. Because the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Devash v'cholav tachas l'shonecha, or something like that, that the Torah is compared to milk and honey, the sweetness of milk and honey. You have to, the same way, the same geshmak you get from eating cheesecake, or from other things, the sweetness of milk and honey, that's the way a person has to learn Torah, whether it's Reyal Shavuos or any other day. And that's why, in fact, they used to, when they used to learn the Karbanos with the kids, you know, with the kids in Vayikra, they talk about it. That's where we talk about not, where they used to teach the kids using honey and those type of things in order to make the Torah sweet in one's eyes. And that's why that's the pshat. Everyone's looking for a segula, so I'll give you a segula. There's a story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He was in yeshiva, and I guess he walked by, and he felt his students were learning too quickly. He said to them something like, "You're never going to get Yira Shamayim from learning like this." Like, what does that mean? You're learning, obviously, you want to get Yira Shamayim, but you're learning for Yediyah, so you're learning for other reasons. Why did he make that statement about Yira Shamayim? So Samantha writes that the Segula, that Torah is a Segula for everything. If I'm in Shvach and Brachas, so go learn the Sugya Brachas, and you'll learn how to learn Brachas. Go learn the laws of Lashon Hara, you'll stop speaking them. And it's a psychological aspect, and that's true, like, if anything, and whether it's, if you're good in basketball, you like playing it. If you're not good, you don't like doing it, and that's with anything. There is a psychological element, the more familiar with. But Torah is a segula for everything. And therefore, if you learn Torah, you'll do the mitzvahs better as well. And that's the pshat we say in the brachas of, and that's what he was telling his talmidim, and that's the pshat in the Birkas HaKodesh. We say, it should be a year of, we should have Yira Shamayim, Yira Shchet. Then a while later we say, Avas Torah v'Yira Shamayim. We just talked about Yira Shamayim. No, so this is the Avas Torah from the Geshmak of learning. From learning the Lashma, and you learn the Sugya, from that's going to get Yira Shamayim, because then you'll get the observance of mitzvahs. Like we say, Mirchokosai Te Lecho. And to the, it's mitzvahs of Shmara, so Rashi writes, obviously we're talking about Amelos Betorah. Because we already said we're talking about Kiyama Mitzvahs in the Pasuk. And how do we know? It's because Teilechu, we know when it talks about an Adam, he's a Holach, he's always on the move. But when you talk about an angel, he's an Omed. So we're talking about you're going to be greater than angels, you're going to rise up when you learn Torah. And that's the Gemara in Psachim, Rav Yossi, if I wouldn't have the Torah, Kama Yosef Ikabashuk, I'd be like any Joe in the marketplace. But this, what distinguishes us is the Koach HaTorah, is the fact the Amelos BaTorah, in order to learn. In fact, that's why the famous Pshat from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, why is it that the Malach attacks Yaakov and he was on? Why not one and attack Avram and Yitzchak? Because a person could learn, could do chesed all day long. The Yetzirah is not going to be bothered. You could sit there saying Tehillim all day long. But Yaakov represents Torah. When he sees you learning Torah, watch out. He's going to try to get you dissuaded because that's the Koach HaTorah. And that's Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai. And that's why it's Ma'amatan Torahseinu. Torah, Shavuos is the ultimate gift, because the gift of Torah, we don't need any zechers. Every time we do Liman HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah never stopped, and each time we learn, we're reenacting the Maimed Har Sinai, and hence Shavuos doesn't need its own mitzvah, like Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, but through Liman HaTorah, Meiz B'Torah, that is We go back to our original gift at Har Sinai.